this with we turn up the party. All night feels good, we can't decide it. This is with we turn up the party. All night feels good, we can't decide it. Turn up the party, turn up the party. Party, party, turn up the party. This is November 15th, 2018. This is the Geeks Next Door, episode number 135. What's happening, guys?
What's up?
What's up?
Adam's up.
Yay, Adam's up.
I don't know what that means, but
your
I like
cock.
It.
Your cock, it's up.
You're not laying on the floor. You're not tending to someone that's laying on the floor.
That's true. It's been a rough week.
So we got a one of those things that comes through the internet and is a delivery of a message. What's that called, Adam?
Mailbag.
Thanks, man. This comes from a friend of the show, Jennifer Caudell from Maple Grove, Minnesota. And she knows we talk a lot about AI and stuff. So there was a interesting article, apparently, that there's a new bot out there called Inspirobot, which is supposed to make inspirational posters using computer algorithms, and it goes horribly, horribly wrong, because that's what happens with computers.
Sounds great.
The first one I love was, before inspiration comes the slaughter.
Oh, that just makes sense.
A political one, basing your everyday on science creates loneliness.
I do that.
Mm-hmm. One of my favorites is try to tell yourself that you're horrible.
Just try. I dare you.
And of course, they're all on these backgrounds, kind of, because they're just supposed to be posters and stuff. There's some good ones. I posted it there. You guys can take a look at them. They're pretty fun. Once again, proving that the AI is coming to eat us. I'm sure we'll get into that later, since we always have a AI centric theme later.
Hopefully, Ryan has one.
Yes.
If you want to get somewhere in life, you have to try to be dead.
That's just, like, deep. I mean, come on. It's like Eastern mysticism deep and shit, right?
Oh, man.
That's bad.
All right, so we passed Jennifer Cadiel from Maple Grove, Minnesota.
Maple Grove.
Maple Grove.
She's Italian, right?
Yeah, I think so. How was your, so we passed Veterans Day. How was your guys' Veterans Day?
Oh, awesome.
Yeah?
No, it wasn't. I was taking care of sickies.
Sick veterans.
Right.
It was a great day of doing household chores.
Oh, you guys really went out there for the veterans. Thanks, man.
Hey, Chris?
Yeah.
You were a drill sergeant, right?
I was a sergeant in the Marine Corps. I was never a drill instructor.
What does that even mean?
That means that when you finish your first 6 years, then you go on to a B billet. Your B billet is either your drill instructor or your recruiter. Drill instructors are known as drill sergeants.
Oh, so you were a sergeant?
Yes. Why do you ask?
Because you have my privates.
At attention. That's amazing. Oh, my God.
Adam misses a whole fucking Tuesday to come back with that joke.
That's genius, and you know it. It doesn't have to be a workshop. No, it's just good.
No.
That's called segue mastery.
Are we segueing into your privates?
What are we segueing into?
Yeah, I don't understand.
No, Chris segued into my joke.
Ah, even better. Okay.
So it's mastery by Chris, and definitely not by you.
Adam, good job.
Okay.
I did like the joke.
I guess we missed last week because somebody, or the week before, but we did have another post in our what is it called, Adam?
Mailbag.
From a Typhonai Klingar from Brooklyn Park, Minnesota.
That's
up
true.
Darren to Northwoods.
Yeah.
That sounds right.
We got a lot of Minnesota fans. That's cool. I'm glad to hear it. It's basically, it says, if you know 14 of these 18 tech terms, you're basically a robot. So I think we got a niche.
I want to find out.
So what does the G in 5G stand for? don't know what that has to do with. I think it's just like a segue thing.
Great.
So anyways, here we go.
5G as in like versus 4G. Yeah, I see.
Yeah.
I think that's generation.
Oh, but these are all like questions. I see. So, right. And then there's
I'm going through it.
Oh, and then there's like multiple choice. Okay, okay. Gigaflips? Come on.
Well, some of them are dumb, yeah. but I suppose people
What's
might
a
not. What does Wi-Fi mean? Okay, this is... That's not right.
I could get all of these. This is stupid. I could get all these. I'm a robot. I can't take the quiz offline, but these are all... I'm a robot. I'm just gonna pick one at random. You guys can tell me. What does the QR stand for in QR code?
Quality control.
That's not an R!
I didn't even notice that because I just ignore Adam half the time. Sorry, buddy.
That's not an R. That just made me...
I don't know. I think it's quantum recognition, quite rare. I think it's quick response, isn't it?
Yes, I think it's quick response.
I don't know what QR code.
Let me click on it. Yep, quick response. I'm awesome. Which one is a video file? TIFF, MP3, WAV, or MPEG?
What if they're a different order? Because I'm seeing different shit than that.
Oh, maybe. That's cool. It's, MPEG.
Oh, shit.
What is bandwidth? I know all of these. Okay, I'm a robot. You guys are all robots, too. Probably just there's different degrees of robots, I'm guessing.
You might robot by association.
That works, too. Okay, so I'm going to step back and let you guys take over the podcast. Who wants to bring something cool up first?
It's got to be Ryan.
Then we're just going to talk about robots again.
I got to finish this test and then I'll...
God damn it.
What do you expect?
He's writing down the answers. That was the funny part.
Sad. Sad.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I was 18 for 18. I rule. All right. Sad day. Why is it sad?
Well, it was a sad week.
Okay. It was a good week for me, but if you say so.
No, on Monday, friend of the show.
Who we've had on many times.
Times, right, yes. And if anyone hasn't heard any of the podcasts where you've had Stanley Leon, it's like if you... give money to the Patreon, you will get unlock a whole bunch of new podcasts.
Stan Lee podcasts that we only only released to Patreon members.
Right, yeah. So Stan Lee has, you know, at 95 years old, shuffled loose this mortal coil.
Yeah, I mean, it's sad and everything, but is it? He lived such a good life and had a bunch of good shit happen to him that I think that it's not sad, but that's just me.
Did you see this article I posted? It says Stanley makes a cameo appearance at his own funeral.
No.
But
that makes sense.
They keep like putting pictures of him into places.
Oh, really?
Also, if you go to the funeral, you're supposed to stay to the end for the
post-credit
scene.
Oh man, ain't nobody gonna. I'm not gonna be. Maybe we'll be allowed to go. Being that he was on so many of our podcasts, we might get an invitation. I doubt it though.
Oh, you didn't get yours?
Yeah, I got mine.
Fuck, man. Yep. I'm always left out. So whatever. Okay, so what do we know? What happened? Is just die of old age, or did he die of a broken heart?
Yeah, I mean, his wife died like a couple years ago. So I think he got ready.
It was also 95, for Christ's sake. If we live half that long, we're doing good.
Oh, shit. Chris, you're going to be the oldest one, so you're almost out.
I'm sorry. If you live half that long, we're doing good. I'm going to live to be immortal. I have inside me blood of kings. I don't know. Tell me about his life. Do you think they'll make a movie of his life? I bet they'll make a movie of his life one day, huh?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, it'll be like the Hugh Hefner movie. Except for comic books.
I don't know who made more money,
more comics.
Stanley probably.
I don't know because he wasn't super rich because of everything they went through, right?
Yeah.
In fact, wasn't there something like a few months ago about like the person taking care of his money was fucking him or something like that? Remember that?
Well, last few years.
Yeah.
Since his wife passed,
he finally got rid of that guy or something, and people were pretty happy for him. That's right. I didn't read the story.
His daughter was able to take over control. Because she was like,
when he got his basically his, when he began his career in comics, while still a teenager, he was getting paid $8 a week to work as an office goer in Timely Comics when he first started.
Okay.
So that's pretty good. But yeah, they estimate between, you know, $50 and $80 million. So all right. not a ridiculous amount.
But still, he had a comfortable life out, but what's good. I mean, he put in a lot of time and effort and shit. So let's go, Ryan, who is your favorite Stan Lee character? Give me a comic book character that you just love that Stan Lee made. And you just need to throw a fucking dart at a wall and you'll hit one. You can do this. You can do this.
Go with.
You can do it.
Come on, you got
how
this.
How do I know which one? Like,
there's so many.
I'll just go with, like, did Ant-Man? Did he make Ant-Man? Or did he make Spider-Man? Let's go with Spider-Man.
Spider-Man's an easy one, yeah.
I'm going to go for, like, a safe play here. Just say Spider-Man.
Yeah, Spider-Man is definitely his. I'm not sure about Ant-Man. I don't think that's his, is it?
No.
Yeah, I don't think so. I know Hank Pym, I think, was, but I don't know about Ant-Man. But anyways, what about you, Adam? Who is your favorite Stan Lee character?
Who do I like a lot?
You know who you like a lot, Adam.
Well, I like Shadowcat, but Shadowcat's not Stan Lee. We know that.
So? Who do you really like a lot?
Oh, you are so gay.
Human Torch?
Okay, sure.
Human Torch was denied a bank loan.
He was?
Yeah.
Okay.
Iceman!
Iceman, okay.
There you go.
I was going to say Doctor Strange because just for Ryan, because I wanted Ryan to have some sort of magician representative. But I kind of like the Silver Surfer. I like the I like his story of being a herald of a fucking planet-eating dude. I like that story. I think it's cool. So, what about you, Daves? What do you guys think?
I'm going to pick the first family of Marvel. I'm going to just pick the Fantastic Four.
Just all of them, okay. Yeah. I always hated Reed Richards, though. I always hated that guy for some reason.
What? I just like the, it's such a cool concept of, like, an entire family who has power, so they're, like, they're that weird family dynamic. And I like that he's so smart, he just doesn't deal with low-level stuff. He's just like, ugh, whatever.
That is cool. That's cool. I mean, I like the rest of them. I like sexy Fantastic Four, I like fire Fantastic Four, I like Michael Chiklis Fantastic Four. I just never really liked the stretchy guy. What about you, Dave?
I'm an Iron Man guy.
Ooh, okay.
I thought you would have gone with Hulk Smash.
Iron Man 1, 2, or 3.
That's when I'm mad.
No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, Hulk's pretty good, too. There's just a lot. I mean, there's like a ridiculous amount. If you name one from the Marvel Universe, you're probably pretty fucking close.
Right.
So that's cool. Even though apparently, according to the internet, he stole everything.
That's what I was going to say, is that there was some controversy about that.
There's always
controversy. Dave, you want to step on this one?
So back in the day, there was what was considered the Marvel method of writing. It was basically, I'm a writer, and you know how Chris says, hey, I just need some pictures. Just make some fucking pictures up. I don't really care. Here's my understanding. Just make some stuff up, right? I give you free reign. And that's kind of what happens. He goes like, I kind of want the story to do this. And then you're like, do whatever you want.
And I just need some NPCs.
Right. And then you basically, the artist would go, okay, cool. And then he would just draw out what he wanted. And then together they would fill in what they're saying. And then they would end on a certain way that so they could go on to the next story. So it wasn't really writing as a let's kind of brainstorm what we want to happen and fill in the words. It wasn't until later where they'd come up with like multiple story arcs and stuff like that. So an artist creates a bunch of stuff, but since he's the lead writer, even regardless of what he said, he gets credit for it.
Basically, so according to the Marvel Code, I own all of Dave's pictures, which is pretty nice. Right. I mean, it's pretty nice. I did figure out, by the way, since it's a good pseudo segue before we get back, is that when we're done, I'm finishing up Chapter 7 of our D&D series, Divergent Path. I don't remember what it's called. But
I don't know what it's called either.
It's on the fucking title of every single one. Ryan probably knows. He makes the cover every time.
Yes.
But anyways, we'll think about it. It's available at, where's it available, Adam?
Patreon.com. Oh, wait, no.
It's our website.
Check us out on www.facebook. Oh, wait, no, not that.
Just say our website.
Geeks Next Door at XYZ.
Dot XYZ, yes, yes. They're all available, though. But I did figure out today that according to the word count through all this, when we're done after 12 months, it'll be about 440 pages. So that's equivalent to a 440-page book they're writing and giving it away for free in 12 monthly segments for anybody who wants to download and read some stories in D&D language. Anyways, let's go back to me owning all your art.
Yeah, I know. It happens.
Now, you have no idea how much I think that makes it better. But anyways, we're talking about Stan Lee. So I think that was a big thing that people were talking about. And right. Nobody can die these days without somebody saying what a bad person that person was in some regard. Right. So. Remember when Mother Teresa died and they were like, that slut, I heard she was doing everybody in the missionaries.
Actually, I did hear a lot that Mother Teresa wasn't that great.
See, I told you.
But I don't know if the slut thing ever came up.
It did, trust me.
Oh, trust me.
Oh, it did.
Oh, it did.
Dave, is it fair criticism or not fair?
It's kind of like you're working in a group, so you get stuff, and he was the last one, really, of the old guard alive. So he gets to basically... It's always like who created Batman? You're like, oh, Bob Kane created Batman. And it was like the artist was Bill Finger, but Bob Crane was the writer, so he gets all the credit.
That's a good way of putting it.
It's like just boom, it's here. He gets all this credit because he said, hey, I got an idea for a guy named Batman, but is that really creating it, or is the guy drawing it and coming up with the costume and doing all that stuff? Is that the guy creating it? Yeah. It's kind of like a group thing.
It kind of feels like a research publisher or like a research professor, when he or she researches a paper, there's a bunch of research assistants that do a lot of the work and write a bunch of the paper but never get any credit. It goes to the professor. And right. I think that's pretty similar, actually.
So it's like Steve Jobs taking credit for the Apple iPhone?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I guess. He probably didn't develop everything. He just had an idea. I don't know. Yeah, sure. Let's go. Let's say yes to Adam for a change. Yes, Adam. That is exactly what
that's actually
said.
Probably reasonable.
Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah, good shit.
Because, I mean, the other thing is it seems like at some point, I don't know if it always was, but it became his job to be the spokesperson as well. I mean, was that always the case? I don't know. But, like, if his job is the spokesperson... It loses some of the flair when he starts talking about Spider-Man and he has to say, well, like, you should really thank Bob and Joe and Sam and everybody because they did it actually versus just talking about why it's cool, you know what I mean? So,
yeah, I mean, I think the concepts are important. So, like, let's say, because remember, what was that movie? Mallrats. And Mallrats, he has a cameo in Mallrats where he talks about creating the Fantastic Four. And talking about, or a bunch of people, he's talking about like how when I wrote when I thought of this character, I was thinking of this, this, and this, and that's exactly who this character is. Is the concept enough to you own the character, or does it actually need an image first before you own the character? And where does that lie? And does it even matter?
That's right. Everybody knows it wasn't just Sam that took the ring, or the ring to Mount Doomington.
That's right. Frodo was along for the ride, too.
Frodo? Huh? Right. I mean, like, did Frodo fucking throw it? Frodo didn't throw it fucking in. Basically, it was Gollum who fucking fell.
Yeah.
It was a group effort. But that's fucking true. Sam gets all the credit.
Frodo gets all the credit.
I know, I'm just fucking with you.
It's just confusing Ryan.
Not in Amy's world, Sam gets all the credit.
No, not in Amy's world, fucking what's-her-face does. That lady who killed the Witch King.
Yes.
Oh, I found a meme, it was super funny. It was all like, I shall not be defeated by no man. She's like, I'm not a man. And he's like, you know what I mean. You know the basis of the fucking language is, I'm not saying no man as in like a gender specific statement. I'm saying no man as in no living mortal person can slay me.
That's funny.
So, yeah. So that you know, it's sad and everything, but also what came out is something that looks so ridiculous, and so fun that it's very decisive on the internet. The trailer for Detective Pikachu.
Oh god, that looks so bad.
Are you kidding me? It looks so good. Oh my god, it looks so fun. I don't even care about fucking Pokemon, and it looks so fun.
Jigglypuff looks horrible.
Oh my god. Oh
god, that's your favorite one ever.
Wow.
Did you see the look Jigglypuff gives? It's perfect.
I can't believe we have descended the five kings, the ranks of the five kings about Detective Pikachu. Wow.
Is it a game or is it
it's a movie?
It was a game, but now it's a live action movie. You should watch the trailer. It's fucking amazing.
Yes.
Oh, I forgot you were late Tuesday night. We already had this discussion.
Yeah, so it basically feels that, like, some guys, like, not living up, wanted to be a Pokemon trainer and stuff like that, but can't, never was living up to, and then he meets a Pikachu. Because Pikachu isn't just a singular character. It's a
race.
It is
a
specific
race, basically, yeah.
Entity,
and it's stuff like that. But this one, instead of just making the Pika Pika sound, it talks in Ryan Reynolds' voice, and he can completely understand him, and he's like, a great detective.
But he's the only one who can understand him, and he has to help solve the problem of his missing father. It looks so good.
Not being a trainer, but he takes his dad's mantle as a detective in the police force.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, like, if you tell me there's a Pokemon movie coming out live action, they're going to, like, fight and train Pokemons, I'm like, I mean, it'd be cool to watch, but I'm not looking forward to it. But you tell me it's ridiculous, and Pikachu can talk to some guy, and then they're going to solve a crime? That's fucking amazing.
I'm not going to hear Pika, Pika, Pika. Pika, 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 Pika.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bold. It's so weird.
It's horrible.
What do you find horrible about it?
It might be okay. I withhold judgment at this time.
Can you imagine if you're a Pokemon fan, though? You're going to be like, this is great, oh my god. Or at least a kid that has a heart, not a Ryan or an Adam who hates everything.
First of all, Ryan Reynolds should not be the fucking voice of Pikachu.
Why?
It's just this Pikachu.
It's a dude.
Pikachu, that's why. There's males and female Pikachus.
Yeah,
they're all female Koreans.
According to the lore, in the Star Trek or Star Wars book, Admiral Thrawn tells me that Pikachu is only a female. sorry, man.
Yeah, Adam, watch the trailer again.
This
is perfect.
With the eye of, could this be good? Because I think it looks fun. It's fun as fucking hell.
Imagine Pikachu, the great detective, with a Deadpool mask on.
No. Right? Damn it, Dave.
Come on.
That is the one issue I have, is I think a lot of people will see Deadpool while they're listening to the voice. Whatever. Yeah.
He better break the fourth wall. That's all I am. saying every movie that Ryan Reynolds is in from now on, he has to break the fourth wall.
So Pika Deadpool or Pika Pool is gonna do that. All right.
It's a good idea.
So weird. It could suck. It might be okay.
Could suck.
It might be good.
Look at Jigglypuff.
What I'm remembering.
What the fuck is a Jigglypuff?
Like, but look at Mr. Mime.
Mr. Mime actually looks pretty cool. Right?
The Happy Time Murders actually makes me have a less hopeful view on it, just because that was a detective movie that kind of went bad.
Yeah, that wasn't very fun. I thought it would be fun, it just wasn't. But this has Pokemon, and they're so happy, and they live together with other people, and it's so fun and happy.
Alright. Ryan, what's your favorite Pokemon?
I'm not sure.
Obviously Ant-Man.
I try to get them all. You know?
Oh, nice work.
Dude, you played that game for a long time. You should know a shitload of them.
I actually do know a shitload of them. I don't really have a favorite. You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. Like, I actually have a shitload of them. I like a lot of them.
Robots don't have favorites.
Right?
I like them all.
I like them all. He probably likes Ditto, because Ditto could be turned into any of them.
Ditto's kind of cool. I got a Ditto. Yep, I got a Ditto. It's pretty cool. The Ditto, you had to catch, like, a normal-looking, like, Pokemon. It's like a like little weak Pidgey or something, and you try to catch that shit, and all of a sudden it's like, well, this Pidgey's harder than it should be, and you're like, and you do like a really good spin throw, bam, nail it, great shot, pow, all of a sudden it changes to a Ditto, and you go, fuck yeah, I got a Ditto, Ditto's power lets it take the power of the other guy he's fighting. It's pretty good.
Well, yeah, it's like obviously the one that can transform into anything. Come on.
So it's just a mimic. It's just a mimic.
Yeah, it's a mimic. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's cool.
All right. Dave 2, your favorite?
Pokemon?
Of course.
Squirtle.
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 Dave?
Diglett.
Diglett. It is pretty good.
What's yours, Adam?
Pikachu. No, I'm kidding. Not Pikachu.
Why not? Jigglypuff. Awesome. Oh, that's right. Jigglypuff. That. Yeah, my bad.
Jigglypuff.
Diglett is right just a little dude. He's a guy that lives in the dirt.
I like Jigglypuff because nobody ever. Every time anybody hears Jigglypuff sing, they fall asleep. And Jigglypuff gets pissed and starts drawing all over their faces.
That was gross. Every time. Yeah. Huh.
Okay. Chris?
What?
Chris Pokemon? It's animated. He doesn't have a favorite.
Oh, no, I do. I think it's Arceus. You guys wouldn't know this, but he's described in mythology as the Pokemon that shaped the universe with 1,000 arms, which I just read when I looked up what's the best Pokemon, because I have no idea what the fuck is Pokemon going.
What was yours, Dave, did you say?
Dave? Diglett, man, right there. I put a picture of him at the bottom, dude. He's just a little guy that lives in the dirt.
Diglett dig. That's why I say Diglett dig.
Yeah.
I think Leo would probably go with Greninja. You know that guy? He's like the frog ninja. He's super fast. Yeah, sweet.
It's like I don't really know any of the new guys. I still know the classic 151 from when the show was on, like, whatever, 20 years ago.
I don't know there's new ones.
Oh, and now there's way more. So
I got a book. I can bring it to Tuesday sometime so Chris can figure out his favorite.
Please do.
You also have an app on your phone.
I do, right?
Hello.
Okay. Hey, Adam, I watched a little bit of that show that you love so much.
Star Wars?
No, about sexy witches.
Oh, some Bryna, the teenage witch?
Yeah. I have two things to say about it. One, not bad. I'm only like four episodes in, but it's holding my interest. And two, I did not know it was in the Riverdale universe. That makes me so fun and happy. It makes me happy that Archie could show up at any minute.
Right?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, guys.
You want to know what's really awesome, too?
What?
Shut up, Dave.
They're getting a Christmas special.
Who is?
Sabrina.
I hope it's a crossover. Like, the Black Circle comes to help or something or whatever the fuck they were.
The Black Hood.
On December 14th.
What was the circle? What was, remember the football gang, like, team formed
that
a gang?
The Red Circle.
The Red Circle.
Yeah.
It's so stupid.
They were fighting against the Black Hood by bringing all the Jack wrestlers together.
Wow.
Oh, that's awesome.
Whoa.
See, now the red, what is it, the Red Circle could team up with the Coven or whatever they are that they formed in the other one in their school. See, there you go. They have lots of sex, I'm guessing. That's what you do when you're teenagers.
Right.
Yeah, but the serpents, got to figure out who the serpents
are. Oh, fuck, what are the serpents doing?
The fucking serpents are the shit.
That show. All right.
Yeah. I didn't watch that show.
Which one?
Either? So far. Like, so far, they have good ideas, so I might have to watch them.
Yeah, they're just ridiculous and dumb, but they're fun.
Other than that, like, I didn't see all that much. I've been playing some Red Dead still and having adventures, and
I like how South Park is still on the same fucking Red Dead Redemption kick.
Yes.
Like, I don't want to spoil anything, but like the mega demon will only go away if people stop playing Red Dead Redemption 2 and one other thing. Which is pretty fucking stupid and awesome.
But oh yeah, well, we never got a chance to talk to it. So a few of us, not all, went and saw Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh yeah,
and we didn't get a chance to talk about that. Adam, what did you think about it?
Well, thanks, Dave. I like the opening where they use the guitar And the vocals.
The vocals?
No. My house has been sick too much, so we've been keeping to ourselves, so I did not get to go.
Oh, no. Dave, too? Did you enjoy it?
I enjoyed the heck out of the Bohemian Rhapsody trailers.
So I watched it them back
like,
to back.
It felt like I watched. Felt like I was there with you guys while I watched the trailers at home. No, I couldn't make it.
Yeah, you know what I didn't realize is that AIDS was such a phenomenon back
then. Shut up. if anything, what it
looks up.
If anything, what it did teach me is what a fucking rhapsody is. Because, like, I didn't know, honestly. I had no idea what the fuck that was.
It's a fucking rhapsody.
Because they used it on... oh, by the way, so Goldberg's was about Queen and Bohemian Rhapsody last week. Are they owned by the same fucking company? It just seemed like a big question. Commercial for it.
I think so. They might be at the high enough level.
Yeah.
Well, Ryan, what did you think? What was your feeling? How would you describe the feeling of the movie?
The movie had a strange feel a little bit. I mean, it actually was a little unusual. Like, the movie sort of... It was interesting in that I felt like for the first third, maybe first half even, the highlights were actually when they came together to do a song that was cool, which is actually fine. I enjoyed it plenty. It was just unusual because normally, like, there's like plot events that are like, hey, we did something, we found something, we, you know, but the plot events were essentially we achieved song number three. Woo, rock and roll, you know what I mean. I liked it. There was some, it was good. I felt like they spent enough time to show some of the challenges in the with the relationship with his wife and stuff like that, which was actually kind of interesting. And, like, you know what I mean? Like if they would have not spent enough time on it, it would have just came off as, like, some sort of footnote in his, like, Wikipedia page. But it actually came off as, like, pretty cool, like a good, like an interesting and complicated relationship. So I thought it was really cool. And then it was pretty touching. At the end, it was a little like hold back the tears because it was, you know, it was a touching film.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Good thoughts, good words, good deeds. You know, I was.
Yeah. Look at that.
That shit was tight.
Right.
That might go to my character. I'm gonna rework it a little bit, you know, but I like it as like having that kind of saying as a motto.
It's such a good saying, man. It's like a really good.
Yeah, it was good. It was really fun. I mean, I would say it wasn't that fun. It was fun, but it was also, like, pretty deep. Like, it was pretty, like, a little bit serious, you know?
Right.
It's a little bit country and a little bit rock and roll.
I was, yeah, exactly.
What was the Queen? What was it? Was this a Freddie Mercury movie? Was this a Queen movie? What do you think? What was the intent to show in this movie? Like, what was the filmmakers trying to show us?
Oh, it was a Freddie Mercury movie.
It seems like it, right? It seemed like they were trying to show a person struggle with their sexuality in a time where you can't be anything but a straight male, right?
Right.
And I think that's why when I got home and Amy's like, oh, they didn't. I heard they didn't show enough gay, or that him being gay in the movie. I was like, that's the entire fucking movie. I mean, they put music in certain places, but all the events that you care about are him dealing with the interactions between other people and who he is. It's either his wife or himself or his dad or his family. You know, that's all that matters. And the music is just there because it's amazing and awesome.
Right.
Yeah.
And the thing is, he never ever said, I'm gay.
Right. Because
he never said it. Other people said it to him. And it's like, you know, are you this? Are you that? His wife said, you are this and all that. And he never said it the whole time. It was like a person that the world loved who didn't know how to love himself at all.
Right, and that's why I thought that scene where he said, I think I'm bisexual, was so powerful because he never really came to terms, at least through what we saw in the movie. Who knows what was going on in his own head, but that with being comfortable with that, because our society sucked. I mean, let's be honest. It's a shitty fucking society. And it also was kind of cool to see it as a timestamp of what was going on, especially in with like the AIDS and AIDS community and stuff like that. So,
right. Yeah. Although I felt like I didn't feel like it was overly a gay man story.
No.
Like I
no.
I actually felt it was Freddie Mercury, a man who had a hard time with life and like figuring out what was important to him and figuring out what he needed and wanted, and like basically a guy, I felt like it was a story of a guy who was lost and like he went through a journey and found himself at the very end, but at great cost. That's what I think it was.
Yeah. And yeah, the last concert sequence I thought was fun. I never really went back and watched it, but I think if I did, it would just be the same 20 minutes, except for different. They look slightly different because it's kind of cool that they did the entire concert.
Yeah, like because I got home and I just was like did the other stuff and I just had it on, and there was like shots like where the camera cut up to the guys like hanging up in the whatever up there going like hey, you know, wearing that, and they're like. In my head, I'm like, holy shit, are they wearing, like, the same clothes that, like, you know, shots and stuff like that?
Is that the Live in...
Live Aid. Oh, okay. With, like, one... Yeah, it's more like the big, huge concert where, like, for Africa and stuff like that. But what I like the when they had... When Ryan was saying, like, oh, man, they unlocked song number three. They wrote song number three. I like that as a band...
They tried real hard?
No, like, they, like... They didn't always have a great relationship, but what they did have a great they came together to produce amazing things. Like separate, they would do their whatever, and they would kind of fight and argue and stuff like that. But then all of a sudden, one of them would start singing, or one of them would start playing a guitar, and they'd be like, whoa. They'd just stop arguing and stop fighting, and then go like, that sounds really cool. Let's see what we can do with that.
Yeah, it was almost. The whole thing, like, the music's the most important, almost, until he got fucked over kind of at the end by demons that were whispering demons.
Yep.
But it was still really good. I found an article where they were talking about how crazy accurate it was, and they said, I said it was so important to get every move and every gesture right for that performance that they went out of their way and did it over and over and over again just to try to make it perfect, and that you should definitely compare it to the original if you can, because you'll be super impressed.
Oh, really?
But the one thing they did say is like they worked on the makeup, they worked on all that stuff, but for some reason they did not wear contacts. Because Freddie Mercury has like super dark brown eyes, and you know Rami Malek does not have super dark brown eyes, so they didn't wear contacts for some reason.
I wonder why. That's interesting.
Yep, and it's like I haven't seen any reason why. I haven't seen any.
Did you ever consider maybe if he did, when he looked in the mirror, he would completely lose himself in the character and he'd forget who he was and he would go crazy?
Right.
Yeah, how about that?
He's a dude playing a dude dressed as another dude.
Yeah. Do you think now this... I don't think this is obviously not as big a hit as, like, Guardians of the Galaxy, but I bet that the Queen CD...
Did we lose Chris again?
Did we lose Chris again?
It's funny because Chris gets annoyed too. But
every week at 10:30. Every week.
But
at 10:30.
We could do what we were going to do last time, where I would try to lip read him and then speak. Hello, I'll go fuck yourself. La, la, la. Oh yeah, you. well, what was he saying?
I don't know. Did it like, stop recording?
Queen is number one right now. Oh. And then Ariana Grande, Lady Gaga, stuff like that. Stuff that you'd expect to be up there, like, she's like, fuck you, click.
I don't any better?
Yeah. Oh,
hey. Yeah. Okay, so what I was saying was, do you think that it has that, I heard you talk about it a little bit, but that it's going to have the same type of impact on the Queen music as Guardians of the Galaxy had on the music from the 80s?
Yep, and like I said, like, Queen is back on the charts. It is number one for this this week.
You did not say it to the listeners because it was not recorded. So say it again.
So I was like, I don't know where to look up this stuff. I'm like, and I was like, Billboard. Okay, let's look up this. Queen is number one artist for downloads this week.
Yeah, see, I was thinking about when I was watching the movie, I was like, I wonder if this is going to have a big impact, because it does. Like, it's kind of cool that movies do this sometimes to older music.
I've been listening to the Amazon soundtrack of it, so they have it on Amazon for free. You can listen it to through your smart speaker. Right?
I feel like Adam is trying to sell something.
Available right now at adamwhite.com.xyz.
Smart speaker.
Okay, and to answer your question, Ryan, no. Every week there's been an update on Skype, and I think that's what fucks it. So,
but it's Skype funny that updates. It happens right around the same time.
Yeah, 10:30. That's a suspicious, interesting thing.
You know what's also suspicious?
Okay.
Suspicious eyes?
I don't know. No, I don't.
Okay,
don't.
We won't get into it then.
Well, we don't have to deal with what I think is suspicious.
Okay, so yeah, that's cool. Queen was good. I don't know. I always call it, like when I call it, I was asking my mom, hey, what did you think of the Queen movie? She's like, did they make a new movie about the Queen? Or which Queen? I'm like, the Freddie Mercury movie.
The what?
The Freddie Mercury movie.
Because that's what the movie really is, but a lot of people don't know about, who that is. So,
about the Queen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny of your mom.
Whatever, you leave my mom alone. Let's get off my mom. Oh, I won't go there.
Let's get off yours.
So I heard Dave's been... Okay, so think of your last... 24 times 7. It's 175 minus 7. Think of your last 168 hours and tell me how you've been spending the most of your leisure hours.
Sleeping.
That's not a leisure hour. That's just sleep time. It's leisure.
Well, that's probably easy for me. I've had not as many leisure hours recently. And in those leisure hours, I probably have mostly watched YouTube videos. Because when you're really tired, like there's a point where you're too tired to like do much of anything. I can still like watch a YouTube video.
Yeah, I can see that. You should subscribe to Guan Yu 15 because he puts videos up there every now and then. They're pretty good.
Seriously, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
I heard he does a thing called Twins on Twins.
Nope, season's over.
Let's try.
What did I watch that was an interesting video? Oh, I watched this video. Like, shit. Randomly. You know, actually, what's really annoying is, like, I'm getting so much political shit because I watched one video. And then I started watching these, like, why Ben Shapiro's an idiot to see, like, I was getting, like, I listened to some Ben Shapiro things. And then I listened to why he's an idiot just to get, like, a balanced view of things. But then they kept giving me more shit. So YouTube's, like, recommendation stuff isn't always great. But I did end up finding these cool, like, programming things where this guy was talking about how he hacks stuff. It was funny that somebody found like a little Raspberry Pi in the school library that was like a Wi-Fi receiver, and they were all like suspicious, you know. So they like took it out and they opened it up and they decoded it and looked at the code that was on it and stuff like that. It was a whole story. It was fascinating, and it turned out what it was some sort of little like a old school project that had made into a small company where they would put these things throughout the school so they could say which areas were the most busy and the least busy by seeing when phones, you know, appear on the Wi-Fi and shit like that. It basically said if people were there. But it was fun. It was like a little detective story with programming and Linux and shit like that.
You know what would help with this?
I can share it.
Sounds amazing.
If you guys are interested.
You know what would help with this?
I like it.
A detective Pikachu.
I might be with Adam on this. I'm having a hard time with it.
whatever, that image is amazing. Okay, so that's what Ryan's been doing. Adam, what did you say?
Mostly resting, like sleep.
Sleep doesn't count. That's not your leisure time.
I've made two batches of homemade applesauce.
Ooh, kinky. What do you use as your, I don't care. Dave, too, what are you? What have you been doing?
So how much time was spent in the bathroom?
Is this the last week, you said?
Yes.
Approximately?
Yeah.
Leisure time.
Masturbating.
No.
I've been working it constantly.
Well, I've been working on my character background. And some art to go along with it.
Right.
And then I started painting a miniature.
Oh,
my character.
Wow, something's getting deep. Something's going deep.
I was working on some map drawings and some asset bloating.
Asset loading.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Okay.
What the fuck's asset loading? I'm serious.
Into the map programs, I'm assuming.
Into the map program.
Yep. Okay.
How about you, Dave? What are you doing?
Let's see. I've been doing some painting. I've been doing some.
Wait, is painting the same? Is that a non-electronic thing?
No,
it's all electronic.
Okay, I just want to know because I don't know if I've heard you refer to it painting.
Recently, like today,
but I don't think I've heard you call it painting in the past. Did you just decide recently that you're going to start calling it painting?
I'm calling it
painting.
It is. It's basically, I decided I'm calling
digital painting.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't paint. He's not tracing, so.
I can't paint.
Well, it's probably the best word. I mean, it's not really drawing because you are adding color.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, like, so it's probably better to call it painting. It's true. You just switch the terminology.
Okay.
And...
okay. Yeah. So I've been doing that a lot for myself, but it's still random stuff that I can just send to Chris and be like, haha, there you go. It's just random shit. Fucking find a place.
That's right.
For
you send me stuff. I'll make it work.
Right. It's like, that's not snow. That's just white.
It's white sand. Don't worry about it. It's all white sand.
So sometimes I have to go in, like, if I make something white, I'm like, ugh, if I make it look sandy, you can make that fucking work. That'll work.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Oh, and then just, you know, playing some Red Dead. And then we talked about, like, you know, I let Griff ride a horse around and stuff like that for a while and stuff like that. But
by the way, did you know you could fast travel to your camp by upgrading your camp?
Yes.
I saw that on South Park. I know nothing about the game.
Yeah, you put money into your part. It's like, there's this one lady in there, she's like an older lady who's all like, kind of keeps everyone in line and says like, oh, we gotta go get food and stuff like that. So we have a ledger in there, and it keeps track of how much money you've put in, how much stuff like that. So I've donated like so much, because I'm a PC, and they're NPCs, so they just don't. And then she came up to me one day, like, you haven't given a lot of money lately, and I'm just like, motherfucking bitch, really? I can go look at the ledger and see that I'm giving like $1,000 to this goddamn camp, and like fucking Lenny over there gave $1.56 that he stole off of a random drunk guy in the bar. I found a gold ingot off of some German people.
So I want to segue into a little bit of politics real quick, and then we'll go back into that because I have something to say about that.
Okay.
Did you know that NPC is now an internet basically slang insult?
What?
Yeah, it's an internet insult on the world, because basically for political people who say like in a game, an NPC is somebody who doesn't really have their own thoughts. They just repeat the dialogue, and it doesn't advance the plot anyways. So people are calling people NPCs for just repeating party lines and not knowing anything.
That makes sense.
It does. It's just kind of weird that it came from, like, you know, our world, and all of a sudden it's being co-opted. This is fucking, I'm telling you, this is cultural appropriation.
I'm with you on that. That's bullshit.
That sucks.
I'm
outraged.
But anyways.
I demand a recount.
Let's go back to your paintings. I was going to put them out on the DM's Guild or whatever that is for that Wizards run.
Yep.
But when I was experimenting with just making the entire picture the cover and putting those out as covers, I think it's kind of cool looking when you stretch it enough. And I think those are in high enough resolution where it doesn't really matter.
They should be.
I sent them to Ryan for him to convert, but he's been so busy he couldn't do it for me. Because I think once they get converted, I'll put them out there as well. It's just a second place that they could go out. And I think it looks kind of cool, actually. I like the way it looks, rather than just having the little frame.
Is this thing like for the modules?
Yes. So in other words, on the one place we post them now, Drive-Thru RPG, I was going to keep them all uniform looking, where it's just kind of the modules with the normal art in the cover or in the middle. But for the DM's Guild, I was going to stretch it for the entire cover and then put the like kind of like you would see a normal player's handbook. The art is the entire cover, and then the words are on top of it.
Yeah. I wasn't sure if you were going to put the words on top, which you did, which I think makes sense.
Yeah, and I think it looks
good. You still got to title it, right? I think it looks way better.
I think it looks way better, too. But unfortunately, I want to keep it uniform for Drive-Thru RPG. But it'll be interesting to see if it does how it does with this DM's Guild as well, too. So that's kind of cool. That's what I wanted to bring up, because when I've stretched them, they've seemed pretty good still. They don't seem like they lose much resolution or anything.
Do you keep the same ratio?
No. It stretches weird.
That sometimes is the thing.
I know, but I can't keep the same ratio and put it the same size. It doesn't quite work usually.
Yeah, you'd have to crop it or something.
Yeah. But regardless, it's working. So I think it would be cool. I'll send you links to at least the website so you can take a look at it when they're up.
Puzzling Encounters, because it's kind of a dark background, it's a little harder to see.
Yeah, you can't even read the title in the upper right-hand corner, but you can if you click on download the PDF and look at it, you can see it a little bit better. But anyways.
You can put subtle light shadow effects behind the letters, and that would probably make it look better.
Okay, go right ahead and do that. you're the cover page man. If you don't want to do it, don't do it. Everyone's got their role here. You're the cover page man. Everybody knows this.
Yep. Adam's the mouth.
Hey,
it's all about advertising.
Can I read you guys a web or an email I got from my boss the other day?
Yes,
I'm on it.
I'm gonna read you the interaction. Okay, I think it's pretty fun. So I got an email from our executive director. That's basically that's who runs the company, but it's actually just the face of the company, you know.
They run Bartertown.
Yep.
And she said, "Are you in the office?"
And whoa. Okay.
And I wrote back. I said, "Yuppers, need something?" And she wrote back a few minutes later and said, "Sorry to bother you, but I will need you to run a quick errand to the meat store. This is really important. Needs to be done quickly. Do let me know if you can. Just so you know, my hands really tied right now, so I'm unable to make or receive phone calls." So this is a little weird, because the executive director never sends me emails, hardly ever, unless it's a request for something technological related. I never go to the meat store. And who the fuck can't receive calls?
So you were sent to see the meat man.
So at this
sounds
point,
like you're being set up. Okay.
Yeah, at this point I wrote back and said, "Hey, or no, I called her. Sorry, I actually called her, and I was like, "So, have you been emailing me?" And she's like, "No." And I was like, "Okay, your email address has been spoofed. I'll look into it." And she kind of freaked out a little bit. I was like, "Don't worry about it. It happens all the time." When I actually looked into it, even though it appears through Microsoft to come from her, it actually comes from the office, the 866 at yankdex.com. So I wrote back to this guy. Oh, man, I hope I can find it. I went back and I was like, "Oh, yeah, I can do whatever you need. Just tell me what you need to be done." Because, you know, in this season of giving, where we don't want to, you know, we want to give to our fellow man, and we want to be polite and as nice as possible to everybody, I'll do anything we need, pretty much. And I was trying to ham it up and say, you know, how giving is the polite thing and being nice, never turning against your fellow man. And they wrote back to me and said, "I need iTunes gift cards to send out some clients. Can you confirm if we get these today? Will you want to make arrangements to get the gift cards so I can advise certain product and denomination procedures? Thanks." So I wrote back saying,
"Did those words not make full sense?"
They kind of, yeah, some of them don't exactly. But
okay.
But I wrote back again saying, "Oh, sure, no problem. Last time I got $1,000 gift cards. Is that good enough, or should we go higher? Because I know in this season of giving, we want to give, and we don't want to spam, or we don't want to be mean to our fellow humans." And it went on for like a half a paragraph. I wish I could find what I actually sent. They stopped communicating with me after that. I thought for sure I would get them, because I'd be like, they'd be like, $1,000 gift cards, we should do this. But I guess they got my hint, where I was like,
yeah.
It's just funny, because I don't, does anybody fall for that?
Well, what's weird is the meat starting. What the, did you actually say that?
I did. She wanted me to go to the meat store. I was like, what the fuck?
Who Is that a typo? A translation error?
Like M-E-E-T or M-E-A-T?
M-E-A-T, meat store. I don't know. Maybe there's more meat stores.
Call it meat store.
Well, I mean, if I had to go to the Osseo meat market, I might call it the meat store, but I don't know why that would happen. So,
why would your boss call it that?
I don't know. Maybe at wherever they're from, there's like a meat store is the place where you get gift cards. In Uzbekistan, you go to the meat store.
Why would they have iTunes at meat stores?
Why not? I just thought it was funny.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Funny. Nothing like that happens to me.
Well, you should put yourself out there more.
Right.
All right.
It's like, hey, Adam, can you help me? Hey, buddy, can you help me do this thing? And you're just like, we have the Norwalk virus over here. There's a lot of vomiting and shit like that. And they're like, okay, goodbye.
Yeah, no, I just, I thought it was pretty fun. I was hoping they'd keep coming back and forth with me, but, man, I gave up too easily.
I was watching a couple of those videos where people, like, give some scammer, like, a long story. They're pretty funny. I like it. When they talk like old people, like, but they go really slow. Oh, my son installed that. I'm not sure how to use that.
Yeah,
I saw it. Just double click this
here? I think.
Oh, he likes to play with his friend in the basketball. So there's like, oh, excuse me, sir, you need to focus and make sure you're double clicking. And he's like, oh, yes, of course, I sometimes forget what I'm doing. I'm 98, you know. You know, like, shit cracks me up.
I found my response where they stopped responding. I think I know where I fucked up. So see if you can tell me what you think about it. I said, that makes sense, being that it's Thanksgiving is a time for sharing and love, a time when people come together to give, a time when people would never even think of scamming one another. Basically, because really, what type of person would do that? What a nice gesture. How much should I put on the gift cards? Is there a limit? Shouldn't they be $1,000 gift cards like last time? So I think when I said scamming, yeah, I shouldn't have said that. Damn, it was too direct.
Still pretty good. I like it.
It would have been awesome if you could have, like, actually sent them something, like a...
like my urine in the mail?
Right? I could easily arrange that.
I'm guessing they're just like, just send us the codes to the gift cards or something. They don't want to actually... Well, maybe they do want a P.O. box. I don't know. That would be cool if we had their P.O. box. We could send them, like, feces or something. That'd be sweet.
Right? Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
Not human feces. That's probably illegal, right, Adam?
Animal feces. I don't think you're supposed to do either, but...
I can't send dog feces through the mail?
No, but there's a website out there where you can send elephant poop.
Oh, well, just do that then.
Well, that sounds pretty great. Elephant poop.
That's a good business. Like, if you have an elephant and you can sell the elephant poop, that's a fucking renewable resource.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's elephant poop.
Yeah. Get out.
Okay, anything else going on in the AI world that we want to talk about makes us scared
shit, right?
This time of year?
I don't know, man. Right. I don't know.
What is that, Adam? Poopsenders.com?
Poopsenders.com. It's the ultimate poop-sending gag gift. You can send things like cow dung, elephant crap, gorilla poop, or the combo platter.
Is that combo platter? Nice.
Yep. You get all three. It's pretty funny.
Let's call it a night then. I'm tired. Things have been going well.
Here's ten reasons to send somebody your poop. It's for your ex. Neighbor's pet. Crapping in your lawn. Alright, anyway.
No, give me number 10.
Oh, I just closed it.
Oh, okay, never mind. Well, in that case, tell people where they can get in touch with us.
You just don't like them.
That's a funny sight.
All right. Okay, you can check us out on Facebook.com at The Geeks Next Door at Facebook.com or drop us an email at Email us at thegeeknextdoorftw@gmail.com. And did you know we got a website?
Wait, we do? What is it?
Yeah, it's the Geeks Next Door at XYZ.
That's a website? I just type in Geeks Next Door at XYZ.
Oh, I'm watching Dave here going, you suck, you suck.
Good job, Adam. Every week you never fail to impress me.
Yes.
All right, bye, everybody.
Later.